I think bookies probably gave me that even more than the second chance, because it was there being with all your friends with total freedom. And I think that probably stayed with me, and it's probably something I channel or that I learned there, that now I can go and feel comfortable in whatever of these type of rock and roll environments that I personally like. It was all friends. Jody at the door was such a crack up, and Bookie with his, I think, what's that called, laryngectomy. He had the little tube in his throat. He was pretty funny. He was kind of more discreet. We didn't see him that often. And I just had the free run of the place, from the upstairs, the downstairs, the kitchen, the backstage, the toilets down in the bottom, in the bathroom, in the kitchen where people would go to do, you know, things behind closed doors, and not that much of it. But, yeah, it was just great. I love the upstairs ladies' bathroom where I took quite a lot of photos that I like. Yeah, Bookies was like, it was our place. Thanks to Scott Campbell, I will say. Later, Vince took over the booking, and Vince is a cool guy, too, or well, actually, he was a little shit back then. But, you know, I didn't have any quarrels with either of them. But I do think we have to give credit to Scott Campbell for making that place happen for all of us.